Okay, so welcome to this contemplation session. And I'm here today with Zoe. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Helen.
I'm glad to have you with us.
Good to
So
be here.
just to a little explanation before we get started, we're just going to go into a guided contemplation session. So as we've been doing with the other sessions that we've recorded, we're going to look at a particular situation in Zoe's life, what's something that's manifesting. And then we'll look at the emotion that's coming up behind that and trace that back to the story that underneath that. And then we can turn that into a question and begin to contemplate that. So just as a quick reminder about contemplation in general, the act of asking a question is going to cancel our ability to believe that thought. So we're experiencing that story, we're experiencing that belief, that thought, until we question it. So, by working backwards, we find a situation in our life, and then we work back to the emotion, then we work back to the belief, and then we can turn that into a question. So, that just the more you see this happen, you'll see it's easier than perhaps we might have imagined. So, Zoe, whenever you're ready, if you want to just give us a little info as to what kind of prompted you to volunteer for this session. What's going on for you?
Okay, well, it's a repetitive pattern of just this anger or sometimes even intense hatred coming up, and it's randomly triggered. So, yeah, I notice it more and more now, and I'm like, what? Yeah, I definitely want to work on it, see where it's come from. So.
Okay, so is it just specific random situations where it's happening, or is it a particular time,
Yeah,
or could be any time?
it really could be any time and just random people. There's certain triggers. It's not any specific time, but I seem to have this contraction around certain people, and not even people that I know. It's like there's some sort of unconscious thing going on that sets off this contraction and anger towards somebody that I don't even know. So.
Okay, so it's important to remember that this is happening, this is coming up now because it's no longer in alignment with who you've seen yourself to be. So it's not coming up. It's always good to just remind ourselves it's not coming up because you're doing anything wrong. It's not coming up because you're not awakened enough. It's happening because you are waking up and living as that more. Here's something now that is ready to be seen and released that doesn't fit in. It's good to just start from there because we can slide into like, why am I being this insane, crazy
Yes.
person with all this negative emotion when I've seen so much of myself so clearly? You know, it's always good to kind of wipe the slate clean with that. So you mentioned, if I remember wrongly, just let me know, but you mentioned anger, strong anger, hatred.
Yeah.
Are there any
Yeah.
sort of other emotions that come with it, or?
Well, I just notice the body tightens up. And I can feel it in my chest area. But yeah, it just feels like hatred, like it could go into rage almost, you know, like a powder keg is ready to be ignited. Yeah.
It can often be very surprising, kind of the intensity of the emotion when we look at it. And it's only because we haven't really had, until a deep seeing has occurred, we haven't had that space, that compassion to really let ourselves feel that, you know. So it can feel very explosive a little bit when it, you know, comes up like that.
Right. And it's, you know, almost like you said, I've been kind of resisting it. Like, oh, if I let myself feel this, then I might, you know, just explode all over the place here. Yeah.
But, you know, of course, as we come to recognize what we really are, then feeling it is what we're more inclined to do. And this is love now emerging, isn't it? I want to look at this, heal this, release this. Not because it makes me unspiritual or it's bad or it's wrong, you know, to hate someone or something. It's just because I just would like to heal this. I'd like to feel better. I'd like to have more peace, isn't it, from that kind of place.
Yes.
Okay, so setting aside how it's actually appearing in your life just momentarily, and just taking the raw emotion itself, because our mind says, I feel this anger towards this person. I feel this anger because, as we're coming to see, our outer world is a reflection of what we're thinking and feeling in here. So we don't need to try to explain why we feel that way. Mind is doing that, isn't it? I'm angry at this person or something. So just taking the emotion itself, what would it want to say to you? Whether it's hatred, anger, you know, what in the intensity of that kind of frequency, and take your time with this, there's no rush at all. Excuse me, what's the message that it's trying to give you, if it could speak and had a mouth?
I'm not safe.
Okay. Anything else that comes with that? Again, take your time. There's absolutely no rush.
It shouldn't be like this.
Mm-hmm. Anything else there might not be? There might be just, if there's any other beliefs in there. Sometimes there's two or three in a, you know, when there's a strong emotion.
They don't deserve to live.
Okay. So which one of those do you want to look at first? I mean, for the sake of time, we'll go through one of those today, and then you might find that the others disappear in that. Which one of those is most sort of loudest vibrationally? Which one?
The last one. They don't deserve to live.
Okay. I just want to say it's incredibly brave of you to be able to bring this forward, you know, without judging yourself. That is amazing. And I'm sure it'll help lots of beings when they see this, because we all have ideas like that. We all have thoughts that if we thought other people knew, you know, we'd feel we shouldn't be thinking that. And one of the most common ways we hold patterns like this in place is by not being willing to see it, because it feels I shouldn't be having that anymore. It should have gone by now, as we were saying before. So well done in bringing that forward.
Well, thank you for continuing to ask. I didn't realize that was in there, that last one.
So it's quite often, something like this is quite often defended by our ego, because we've experienced it as being so true. Things might have happened to us over and over again that we didn't want or like, or even intensely hated and really suffered through. So it feels very true, this belief inside, and it's defended because our mind doesn't understand that what we're experiencing is a reflection of this. It doesn't make sense for our mind, our ego, to let go and question this belief, because it seems so true. You know, we could all cite experiences where it's felt extraordinarily true. Things have happened to us, with us, all of that, you know, that seem to verify this idea. So quite often the first belief that comes out is a smokescreen or, play with this one, don't look over here, you know, question this one. So that's why I asked you for the kind of the loudest one vibrationally, which one's shouting loudest there. So let's turn this into a question. Let's just ask, is this really true that they don't deserve to live? I'll just give you time to write that down. It's a good idea to write it down because our mind doesn't want us to kind of remember this.
Yeah.
It can disappear and from memory. So we're just going to go into this contemplation. We're just going to ask this question. We're just going to sit here, the two of us, And there are no answers that are right or wrong at all. We're not going to judge any answer that comes. Any answer is equally valid. So that could be, we ask this question and you get an itch on your foot, or somebody knocks on your front door, that's the kind of answer. Or you have a thought, the mind says something positive or negative. Could be physical answers, your body feels tense, or or, you know, sort of a sense of lightning opening. They could be emotional answers too, positive, negative. And experiences, states come and go. So everything is an answer once we ask this question. We're just letting them all come. We're just watching what comes in response. So whenever we ask this question, is this really true? Is it really true? They don't deserve to live. And we're just leaving an open space, just asking you to report back what answers come, whether thoughts, emotions, sensations, sounds in your environment. It's whenever they come, and it doesn't matter if there's a long gaps between your answers, it's absolutely okay. They come when they come.
Well, right away, energy moving, like up into my throat, like a little bit of nauseousness.
Okay. So we might not like that answer so much, but we can allow it to kind of exist in the body the best we can. And we're allowing all answers to come, but we're also staying open. We're not fixating any around anyone in particular. So just reminding ourselves of the question, is it really true? They don't deserve to exist. So we've had a kind of physical answer already.
Okay, now more energy kind of going up above my head.
Yeah, because in the openness of this question, trapped energies are beginning to be able to move, sort of seeing what this assumption, this belief, this story actually is. Things can begin to kind of move as they need to release this. So another kind of answer there, kind of energetic answer, isn't it?
Yeah, and then lower down in my body, it's like my arms are tingling.
Yeah. And the question is just providing an openness really for whatever needs to happen to happen. We don't need to make anything happen. We're not doing any work here. We're just remembering the question every now and again and noticing the answers.
I hear the clock ticking.
Yep. Just this openness. Everything is an answer. So even these words right now are kind of an answer. Just coming and going.
Yeah, it just feels a lot more spacious. Like I notice the space around me.
Yeah. So there is also another type of answer, is the kind of the noumenon, the emptiness, space. And at some point it will just present itself like that or become more obvious. And it's different type of answer in that it's not a phenomenal answer. It's not coming and going like thoughts, energy, emotions, that type of thing, like the clock ticking. But it's still not the right answer. It doesn't mean the other ones are wrong answers. It's just a different answer, isn't it? So we can just let it be there.
Wow, it's like this, everything is slowing down. And it's almost like I can't move my body.
So does the body just kind of feel more relaxed?
Yeah, it's.
Because this assumption has kind of, while we're believing it, we didn't know we were believing it, of course, but now that we see that, there's an openness and the body can release this energy in that openness, and it just begins to feel. Sometimes my body just felt heavier and just kind of really chilled.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like somebody turned up the gravity a little bit. So.
Yes, that's the perfect description.
It's just tension, a kind of physical answer that's been tension. Can obviously see that this kind of story would create a lot of tension inside you because firstly it's a low frequency, and secondly some part of you will be judging yourself for it somewhere. You know, I shouldn't be thinking this way. So we're just letting these physical answers happen too. And we just open whatever answer wants to come. None of them is the right answer. There isn't a right answer. There's just answers happening in this openness.
Yeah, some more energy moving up from my chest.
So every now and again, just reminding ourselves of the question, is it really true? They don't deserve to exist. And maybe even now you can feel that you feel differently around that statement. That you feel it might not feel the same vibrationally as it did when we first asked that question.
Yeah, it definitely, sorry, my phone was just going off.
That's okay. Yeah. There's a kind of answer as well, right? It's just an answer. Yeah. It's just happening. Yeah. So just sitting in this openness with the question, can you get a sense that something's just happening here by itself?
Yes, it's amazing. There was such strong resistance. And like you said, like this smoke screen, if I look at this, then I'm going to explode. But instead, I find myself just kind of chilling out.
It's actually our unwillingness to look at it that makes us explode, because these energies are just building inside the body, and you can see it with things like road rage, how it just explodes in people.
Yes.
Or an anxiety attack is when kind of fear explodes. Road rage is when anger explodes, you know, something like that. It's only because these energies that are being trying to move, they can't, because it's a very closed system. When we're assuming something to be true, it closes down our energy, and you can feel a question opens it up. Whatever the question is almost irrelevant. It's just, but if, you know, challenging this assumption directly, it just can all begin to move on its own then.
Wow. Yeah, it's the complete opposite.
And you might begin to notice if whatever phenomenal answers come, we could sit here for another hour and there could be thoughts, states coming and going, emotions, all of that, and maybe more and more relaxation and peace the longer we sit here. That really there's only two states we're ever experiencing, and that is this openness of the question, kind of open energy, or just kind of being closed because we're believing a thought and perhaps haven't realized. Our body's really good at telling us which one of those we're doing in any moment. Whether we listen or not is another matter, but we're getting better at listening like this, aren't we?
Yeah, how amazing. So the question doesn't necessarily, you said it doesn't have to, it could be any question.
Eventually, more and more, you'll just love feeling like this with a question. And I worked on specific questions. Is it true I'm not good enough? And, you know, things that came up around anger, like yourself. And more the questions became more general. Kind of, it felt so good. I actually found it easier to get into meditation through a question than actually meditation. But really what we're experiencing now is a kind of meditation, isn't it? Where we're just being that open space Yeah. And everything phenomenally is moving inside it as it needs to. And the question then just became more and more sort of less contemplative in terms of karmic patterns and more open, like a self-inquiry, like what is reality? What am I, or what is love? Or so it just became so nice and so quick and effortless to ask a question as a way to just drop any tension that was kind of going on in the body or in the emotions and just open up again. It feels so nice and effortless that just you could even ask this one question and it would just keep getting better and better. You could ask this question for the rest of your life and it'd be more and more pleasant every time you ask this. So it's just the openness that we're facilitating with the question, the kind of curiosity we're fostering. We had that as children, didn't we? And then we kind of lost that curiosity. So we're just approaching a belief like that. Is this actually true? Because we've only usually experienced it, yes, it is true, before we realize we weren't separate beings. And then even when we realize we're not separate beings, it's not true, but we're pushing it away. We don't want to look at it because it's not true. It should go away and I should stop experiencing this. But this is a different kind of, is this actually true? And I really would like to, it's kind of an embracing and openness of love, isn't it?
Yeah.
How the self would be with this is this actually true? What is this actually about?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
So how's your body feeling now?
Spacious and softer and very relaxed.
Good. So just noticing as we stay with this question, let's just sit with it for a few more minutes, that the type of answers, the emotions, the thoughts, the experiential answers are becoming higher in frequency, which we generally call good emotions, positive experiences, positive states, you know, rather than that contracted tension, negative emotions and negative thoughts. The longer we're open, the more positive in nature, higher in frequency, basically, the body will be able to feel. We're just allowing these frequencies to transmute back into higher frequencies, which they can quite naturally do when we kind of get out of the way like this, you know, out of the way of that process.
I just feel so relaxed.
That's good. Very good.
Yeah, I can just imagine sitting in my classroom just being, you know, very relaxed.
And, you know, this may be triggered 2, 3, 4, 5 times more, this pattern. And it's just a question then, but the experience of it won't be so negative because of what we're doing here. And each time it'll be less and less and less. And you'll be quicker and quicker coming back to that space, that emptiness, that peace. And the body will tell you each time, you'll be able to feel a difference, and just it doesn't get quite so tight next time. And you can do this in between when it's triggered. You don't have to wait till something triggers it. Okay. But especially when it is triggered, if you can remember the question at that point, you know, you don't. If you're kind of caught up in the emotion and you forget the question, it's okay. You know, you can work on it afterwards like this. But you'll notice that even when it's triggered, it's not so intense. It's just a strong emotion rather than something that's about to explode everywhere.
Yeah.
So you remember just to open up with the question, it'll be a whole different experience then. It'll be an opportunity to transmute these frequencies rather than something happening to me that I have no control over.
Yeah.
Very different experience.
Yeah, it really shifts. Like you said, like right now, even there's more waves of sort of what I would have called unpleasant, but it's not so unpleasant in this space. It's just like, oh.
It's just frequencies moving through the space in a way, isn't it? And your body is so good at that when we can kind of practice and learn this open stance. That's really all we're doing is cultivating openness and curiosity with the question. And what would have taken us years to transmute, it can be done in minutes, hours, seconds eventually. And then eventually there's just some lower frequency going through the body and you might not even be aware of it because you just kind of chilled out anyway. And if you stop for a moment and check in, I'm actually feeling quite anxious right now or something, but it's not a big deal. It's just, it's there and it's happening to be transmuted and it doesn't disturb you. It's just the body doing what it does. Maybe you can get a sense that this is what the body is for, is to resolve these desires. We've all had unfulfilled desires to be safe, to be loved, to be good enough, to feel complete, whatever it is that we want, and to love and be loved. And that is what your body is doing, is transmuting these lower frequencies. Your body's literally a place for that to be felt, isn't it?
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, when I first heard this contemplation process from you, I something in me knew how powerful it was. So thank you for taking me through this. It's, it just confirms it even more.
And, you're very, very welcome. And thank you for bringing forward something that isn't easy to look at. It's almost easier to look at unworthiness or something, isn't it? You know, than something. Yeah. So I really appreciate it. And hopefully you can kind of sense that there isn't an end point to this. We could sit with this for hours, or, you know, sit with this for 20 minutes a day, come back to it, and it's just going to get more and more beautiful in that. Because as you're transmuting these frequencies, your experience is going to begin to change to the opposite of what it is now. A deep and rich connection with everyone that you come across, and without this kind of guardedness inside that we all have, this defense mechanism, for good reason, of course. You know, as far as our mind's concerned, we've had good reason for this defense, you know, sort of pushing people away energetically, is what we all do, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm safer if, you know, life has treated me badly, and so I'm safer if I defend myself. But just beginning to experience the opposite of that, where, as we're doing now, there's just no boundaries between us, no defense mechanism needed. Too relaxed. Yeah. And it just becomes more and more like that everywhere, all the time, which you probably noticed already, but just in regards to this specific pattern.
Yes, exactly. It's like, since finding you and studying your teachings, it's so much more peace and stuff, so that it makes this pattern even much more of a contrast. It's like
yeah, because it feels so much of a lower frequency than what you're used to now, which is why it's standing right out in contrast. And it's because you can look at this now, and because you can heal it, that it's happening strongly for you. You know, just, I know we reminded ourselves of that at the start, but it's just good to remember, isn't it, that anything that's less than loving within us, about ourselves and others, and even about the self, you know, there's times I hated God, you know, it's like, why are you doing this to me? You know, these crazy ideas about God, you know, being some external being that's punishing me because I can't wake up or something. They just want to come back into the light. They just want to turn back into love. And that's all that's happening here, really. Wonderful. Any questions or anything you want to ask about this process, or anything that's going on for you? That,
well, just a statement that you've opened my eyes to see that it just gets better and better and better and better. There's no end to this journey. Thank you. Yeah, because this one felt like it was amazing how blocked it seemed. And then just within a couple of minutes of doing this, it's like, oh, and now I can continue this and it'll just open up more.
Yeah. And it gets more clear as well that it doesn't, the negative emotions and the things that the body feels don't have to necessarily disappear for me to stay peaceful. They can still be happening in that spaciousness when I'm open. That openness of a question is the real self in a way, isn't it? It doesn't know anything. It doesn't assume anything to be true. It's just open to let whatever moves inside it, you know, phenomenally to move. And that can just kind of become more and more a continuous thing. Less and less are you going to contract. It will still happen for a while, but okay, no big deal. Let me go back to a question. You know, what's my question? And you're just kind of gently deconditioning the body from all these places. It's just being conditioned to feel this particular response. And it's just beautiful to be able to do that. And very, very, of course, anything simple in spirituality is just the most powerful, isn't it?
Incredible. I'm amazed at the simplicity and the power in everything you bring forward, Helen. But this, yes, I have to say, this contemplation, when I first heard you say it, it was like, oh, that's it. That's the key for me anyway. The key. And then, you know, of course, lesson one, two, but all of it.
And it all ended up back at the same place. We're really in the same place as we reach through some self-inquiry right now, or in a deep meditation, we'd be feeling like this, wouldn't we? So it's all just bringing it back to this emptiness of being by whichever way we experience it. That's just when you experience these patterns as the emptiness, like you are doing now, as that openness, it's just not a problem then, is it? Okay, so there's still some triggers going on and they're unwinding themselves. It doesn't mean I'm not there yet or anything. It's just what needs to unravel still inside.
Yeah. Yeah, it finally feels like I've found how to stop and face all this stuff. Yeah.
We can't face this really as a separate being. I mean, you just couldn't look at this as a separate being. You'd have to end up judging yourself or something, wouldn't you, about a pattern like this? Or it would just feed into more unworthiness and you just cycle around. You know, why can't I get beyond this? Or because I'm not good enough, and around it goes, you know. I'm talking from my own experience directly there, you know. So it's only just a sense of a recap for everyone. It's just looking at the situation, then noticing the emotion, then noticing the story, and then turning that into a question. And it's just then allowing every answer to come, not fixing around any particular answer. Usually we only listen to the thought and the emotional answers. So that's where we kind of get, we close around those and ignore everything else in reality. And that feels terrible. That's why the body feels so tight then, because you're missing out on all of this peace and everything, and just focus on thought and experiencing those thoughts over and over again. So
that sounds like a nightmare.
We've all been there, and we've all been stuck in that. Yeah. On rerun. Yeah. Well, I just want to say thank you for your participation in this. I'm sure it'd be amazingly helpful for everyone. And thank you for taking the time to be here with this.
Oh, thank you, Helen.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Okay. Bye.